When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
I knew that I was going to have to come out and like do some things a little bit differently. At the beginning, I was a little stiff from yesterday. Like, I wasn't really swinging through my shots, and I knew that I needed to really get going. So I was taking a whole bunch of practice swings, like, at the back of the court, like, just trying to get myself going. And once I did, I started swinging, and it, you know, it worked out well.
You completed a set of Slam quarterfinals now by reaching last eight here. How does that feel?
Super cool. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, doing well here, obviously doing well at any slam, making the fourth round four times or whatever is pretty good, but to finally get over that hump of quarterfinals feels very nice.
You've talked about how much you like clay. Why do you think, not to be negative, but why do you think this was the slowest of the ones to make this breakthrough?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea, but I've always played well here. I really have never had like a bad year here. I've lost to some really great players. So, I guess save the best for last. I don't know.
Sloan, as we've said, that was a really impressive performance out there today. How close do you feel to your best tennis?
I've been playing better. Obviously the clay court season, I didn't make like major waves or splashes, but I played pretty consistent. I lost to some good players, and I mean, that's really all you can ask for in a season. Obviously, it would have been nice to have a win or a better result, but I think everything kind of leads into here, and having a good result here was the most important thing.
Does reaching Does reaching the quarterfinals and sort of making your way marching through a Grand Slam again feel different this time around, now that you have gotten all the way to the end of that journey once before?
No, not really. I mean, every tournament is different. There's always going to be, you know, like I said, adversity and things that happen and things that are like totally out of your control, like having to play back to back and things like that. And you just got to get through it like one match at a time. You can't think too far ahead.
So, not to make you think too far ahead, but Madison was in here earlier. She's reached this same milestone that you have today. She said that she was able to watch some of your match yesterday in treatment and told you afterwards that you made her nervous. Mm-hmm. Have you been able to watch her play at all here, and what do you think of her form?
Yeah, no, I think she's playing well. I mean, she's like really the only person I actually watch, because I'll be like texting her during the match, like, come on, like, what are you, what are you doing? Like, but no, I think she's been playing well. Obviously, in a slam, she really gets up. So she's, you know, going to make whoever she plays play. And I think that's what's great about Maddie.
Sloan, do you think there is something extra special about playing at a Grand Slam? And do you think that helps you raise your game because you know it's important?
No. I don't know. obviously, you want to do well at the Grand Slams. It's better to do well here than, I guess, I won't say that either. Never mind. I guess it is very important to do well here. And I like playing better at Grand Slams. I wouldn't have it any other way.
In the next match, you will play Wozniacki or
Kasatkina.
Kasatkina. Okay. What do you expect about that match?
Their match, or if I...
Who, no, your match.
Oh, well, I mean, it depends on who wins, but obviously great both players to get to the quarterfinals. You obviously have to have been playing well and some good tennis. So I think whoever I play, it'll be an interesting matchup. So yeah, we'll see. How do I see her?
Yeah.
Is she number one in the world? Two? Okay. Not very far off. So either way, like I said, it'll be a good match.
So overall, what are your satisfaction level for this, with this result? I mean, you think you've sort of surpassed your seeding here. I don't know where you draw the line for what makes for a successful tournament here for you. When you arrive to Paris, is this enough? Do you still need more? Or how do you feel?
Well, I think once you get this far, there's still more to be done. But obviously, I think a personal milestone for myself was getting to the quarters, obviously doing well here, fourth round, a lot of years in a row. So I think that was something big for me, which is great. But hopefully it doesn't end here. You got to kind of keep going. Well, I would like to keep going. When I came into the tournament, I wasn't thinking like, oh, make quarterfinals, make whatever. Like, I was just thinking, okay, day to day, like, let's try to figure it out. And yeah, I've figured it out pretty well the last couple of matches, so I'm going to try to keep doing that.
Madison talked about how she was not a fan of clay for a lot of her career, maybe still isn't, and has to sort of teach herself how to play the right way on this surface. Is it more automatic for you, or how do you sort of gear shift for clay in this tournament, clay specifically?
I mean, I don't think that I'm like such a great clay court player. I think I just enjoy playing on it. I think it's a cool surface. It's way different than all the other surfaces we play on all year long. So, I mean, I just enjoy it, but like I said, I'm no Rafa, so just try to take it day by day and enjoy myself.
Any more, please?
Of course, don't we just do a one-on-one, Ben?
I know, it's just putting the form in. When you, I don't know if you saw the video of Maria hitting with Rafa in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever want to do that?
I asked him, I was like, why didn't you let me hit with you? And Francis, his coach, is like, you have to win another tournament to play with him. And I was like, fine.
You want to slam, though.
I know, but it's like not enough. Like, it's Rafa, so you have to like do more, you know. He was kidding, but still, I was like, one day I'm gonna like one up her and like hit with Fed or something. Like, take Fed on grass. Like, come on, I one up her. I got to. I'm gonna start asking soon.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.